A Utah state representative announced his plans today for a bill to increase access to birth control methods for low-income Utahns. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
During a state Health and Human Services Committee meeting, Republican Representative Raymond Ward said before the next legislative session, he intends to draft a bill to request a Medicaid family planning waiver. This request would create a state-federal funding stream for contraceptive methods like IUDs and arm implants. Utah is one of only seven states that has not already requested a family planning waiver, which predates the Affordable Care Act. Ward says that means it wouldn't be subject to changes if the ACA is repealed.
To me, this is one of those areas where there is good data from many other states, which is why almost all their states have already chosen to do this.
Ward's bill would apply to women who are below 100% of the federal poverty level, who don't have other types of coverage for contraception. Dr. David Turok is an associate professor in obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Utah. He says access to contraceptives has long-term impact on low-income women.
And it will really change the trajectory of their ability to finish their education, to have the family size that they want, to have the economic opportunities they want.
Also from the U was Dr. Jessica Sanders, an epidemiologist and the school's director of family planning research. She says this waiver could benefit up to 8,000 women in Utah who currently aren't eligible for Medicaid.
Many of these women would become Medicaid recipients if they became pregnant.
Sanders says Colorado and Iowa both evaluated the effect of waivers on their budgets and that Colorado saved $79 million over 6 years and Iowa saved $200 million over 9 years. Representative Ward says the state federal match would cost Utah $1 million per year. Eric Newman, KUER News.